Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, welcome along. Castrol Supercars Weekly for another week. Aaron Noonan here with the latest from V8 Sleuth headquarters in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. And before I get into this, I should tell you that there's some news I've got to talk to you about here if you're going to the Australian Grand Prix. I hope this can be resolved in time, but it's not good if you're a Supercars fan. More on that in just a second. Castrol's Rego to Oil on their website, go and have a look at it because they will tell you the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. Just search for Rego, the number two, and oil, and find out more. Now, a bit of sleuthing this week, and I heard a whisper from a few people and have proven it to be true at the moment. There's some chat that the Albert Park Supercars paddock will be limited by the Australian Grand Prix Corporation to basically people who are working, teams, and permitted, invited sponsors, guests doing pit tours. So the idea of a closed paddock to fans for supercars at the Australian Grand Prix is one that I don't think is a really good idea. I'm sure they've got their reasons, but I'm hearing that supercars have been in dialogue with the Australian Grand Prix Corporation to try to open up access for fans because supercars, whether you love Formula One or you're not so much into Formula One, supercars have been a big part of that event for so many years. By the 1 year that they weren't racing there, if the fans could not get to the paddock of supercars, I think that would be a real, real shame. Time will tell. Hopefully this can be resolved in the next few weeks and fans will be able to get into the supercars paddock. It's one of the great parts of the Australian Grand Prix event. Speaking of the Grand Prix at Albert Park, Scott Pye, 888 Race Engineering, Red Bull Ampol endurance driver, is going to be back in race action there, but not in a supercar. He's going to drive in the Porsche Carrera Cup in a Porsche Centre Melbourne entry alongside Harry Jones and his old DJR teammate, Scott Pye that is, Fabian Coulthard. So Scott is going to drive a Porsche at Albert Park, a guy who knows all about winning in Porsches. In fact, he used to win so many races, I didn't know how to make them sound good on television when commentating because he won so many. Craig Baird, of course, he's the driving standards advisor for the Repco Supercars Championship and for the Dunlop Series. We sat down with him on our race control episode this week of the podcast to go through all the decisions, his calls, race control's calls from the Thrifty Bathurst 500. If you haven't heard it, get onto it. It was released earlier this week. It's a really great insight. Garth Tander has given the new rule that primary drivers must start the Enduros. A bit of a canning. Not a fan, is Garth Tander. You can hear his comments on our V8 Sleuth podcast episode with Garth that dropped this week. Part two is coming next week. Part one, by the way, absolute zinger. Some great stories, including the behind the scenes, how it unfolded of that interview on the Today Show with Shane Van Gisbergen and Garth after they won Bathurst in 2022. I think Shane was fertilizing some pot plants, I think was the way that was put. It's a great chat. If you haven't heard it, tune in for a listen. Plenty of debate over which Dunlop tyre to use for the Repco Bathurst 1000 later in the year, a decision to be made, bit of a mixed opinion. Will Davison's actually come out this week from Dick Johnson Racing. He's in support of the soft tyre for Bathurst in October, the same scenario that we had for the great race last year. There's others, including Brock Feeney, who would prefer the hard. So let's see where that all ends up. There's a bunch of V8 supercars rolling out for the next two weekends, but not at supercars events. Next weekend, if you're in Victoria, the Phillip Island Classic Festival of Motorsport is on. There's going to be a range of ex-V8 supercars taking part in the Super Sprint sessions for invited cars, including How's this? A car with Phillip Island history, the Rick Kelly 2006 championship-winning Toll HSV dealer team Commodore VZ. First time that that car's had a run in a long time back at the track where it was involved in a slightly infamous championship-deciding final race. His ex-VE Commodore from the Toll HSV dealer team will also be in action. The X-Mark Scaife HRT 07 car that was the original VE Commodore used for all the prototype testing with the homologation work for Holden Motorsport, that will be there. There's piles of V8 supercars there. There's piles. I think the field is about 40 Group A and C cars, which is impressive. Whole bunch of other stuff as well. Tickets are at the gate at Phillip Island Classic. And then the weekend after is the Repco Adelaide Motorsport Festival. And there's a bunch of ex-V8 supercars having a run there as well, from Bathurst winning, Jonathan Webb, Techno Cars, which I don't think Valtteri Bottas is getting a steering this year. Gunther Steiner is going to be there going for a ride with James Courtney in one of the Blanchard team Mustangs, which I think might be their spare, the ex-Declan Fraser Tickford car. So plenty of supercar running for the next few weekends at Phillip Island and Adelaide. If you're in that part of the world, check it out. I am going to go to the Repco Adelaide Motorsport Festival. Not been before. Really been on the bucket list. So I'm going to go across there and check out all the action for the weekend there in the middle part of the month. Speaking of cars, something we've listed this week on the V8 Sleuth online showroom on our website. Check this out. We'll put the link in the show notes for you to read up some more on. The X Stone Brothers Racing Falcon BF, the last of the B Series Falcons. They built six of these cars, BA, BF, small aero change between the two types of car. This car that's for sale was James Courtney's Corinthian Doors Falcon, the one that he won his very first V8 supercar racing at Queensland Raceway in 2008, and he and David Bernard used it to finish on the podium at Bathurst that year. It was raced by Jason Bright, tested by Scott McLaughlin as his first V8 supercar test. Chris Murden's had that car for quite some time. It is in amazing condition. It's now listed. Check out the show notes to get the link to have a bit more of a read and a look at that one. It's a pretty cool car. If you're looking for something to park up in the shed or do some track days in, that would be a really cool car. Right, that's me done for Friday. Check out the v8sleuth.com.au website for lots more news and info. Appreciate your support and readership. We had a booming February, so thank you so much for listening to the pods, reading the website, and connecting with us on our social media platforms. Have a great weekend. Don't forget Garth Tandem Part 2 podcast drops on Wednesday next week, and I'll be back with more Castrol Supercars Weekly later next week as well. Have a great weekend. I'm Aaron Noonan. Bye for now.